बस ये ट्वेल्थ के अंदर में भागवत हूँ।
संकीर्तमानो भगवान अनंत श्रुतानुभावो व्यसनं हि पुंसाम् प्रविश्य चित्तं विदुनोत्यशेषं यथा तमार्को भ्रमिवाति वातः। दिस वर्स सेज दैट वी हैव वन वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट सेंस इन अवर बॉडी विच इज द टंग विच हैज टू एक्टिविटीज। वन इज टू ईट प्रसादम अनदर वन इज टू वाइब्रेट। So when the tongue vibrates, glorification of Krishna or glorification of Krishna's fame or name, then vidunoti, completely becomes purified. Purified of what? Purified of mischievous tendencies and all the bad qualities. Like in this world, a poor man becomes envious of a rich man, or an ugly man becomes envious of a handsome man, or people who are not married are envious of married people, married people are envious of unmarried people. So this is a world full of envy. Always people make comparison. So everybody wants to be like someone else in this world, and that envy is like a dark black impurity in the heart, which actually makes one lose peace of mind. So that is compared to a dark cloud. But when a dark cloud in the sky can be pushed off by a powerful gust of wind, as you have seen in the monsoon season, how the wind carries huge masses of clouds to the other side. So here also he says, Ivati Vataha. Vati is actually wind. As the wind carries away the cloud, the hearing of the glorification of Krishna in terms of his name or fame has the ability to push away all the bad qualities in our heart. And it is a fact actually. In the Srimad Bhagavatam itself it can be seen by vivid examples how by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam or the glories of Krishna, one becomes inattentive to the unhealthy comparisons of the material world. And one simply adores and admires Krishna in one's heart and simply chants and dances happily Krishna's glories, and one becomes deeply satisfied and contented by that. So in this way, he says, when the tongue vibrates Krishna's glories in terms of his fame and name, then the bad qualities and mischievous qualities like envy can be completely eradicated. Same effect is achieved by taking prasadam also. Prasadam also actually purifies. But the chanting of the holy name is especially called as the boat by Narada Muni. In this age of Kali Yuga, which can take us across the vast ocean of samsara saga. Because the chanting of the holy name can help us develop bhav for Krishna, the original bhav that is hidden. That is why it is said, agar bhav ko paar karke bhagwan ke sanidhyata ko prapta karna hai, to bhav prapta karna padega. So, bhava is very frightening, but bhav is very ecstatic. But once a person achieves bhav, no more bhava, no more bhaya. Harinam Prabhu ki jai. So offer our humble obeisances and to all the Vaishnava devotees of the Lord, who are just like the sacred trees, who are ocean of mercy, full of compassion for the fallen conditioned souls.
पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। अनंतकोटि वैष्णव वृंद की वैष्णव ठाकुर की।